We are 1 hour, 50, no, 2 hour, 57 minutes away from the weekend. It's finally here. And we are 1 hour and 17 minutes away from announcing a name in our big contest. Let's just have some fun.
Let's do it. I love it.
What else are we going
to
do?
We're doing the countdown already to when our show's over. Yes. We haven't even started.
Well, this Happy is the Friday. Kickoff to the weekend, right?
Yeah. Hey, Laura.
Hello. It has felt like 2 weeks this week.
It has. Okay.
It really has. So I usually don't go for this, Rocco, you know, this counting down so early. But this time, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yes, this has been quite a week. But again, if people are wondering, Lori's at home. She's not sick.
Nope.
But and we have rules here. And she, yeah.
And she's negative for COVID. Negative,
yes. So is Julia. So.
Yes.
We're getting through it.
We are.
I'm negative.
We are getting through it. I can't wait to be, I'm counting down. I just have two more days in my traveling staging room to do these fabulous shows. And then I will be like bouncing and dancing to get back in the studio. I realize I need the studio as a home.
It is. It kind of is our home, isn't it, Laura?
It is a home away from home. Yeah. I mean, we always have so much fun. We shut the door and we just start laughing.
I know it. And you have email here.
Oh, well, yes, that is true. I've got so many things that I'm sure need tending to.
Oh, don't we got it? We got it. All right. So, give everyone the update on the latest and the greatest. What's happening with the brash? What's happening with the home? What's going on?
It's so boring. Everything is. It's fine. You know. Let's just say I've fallen behind on my wifely duties this week that I do enjoy performing. So. That's another reason the weekend, because I'm telling you, when you got an itchy, scratchy, hot neck, positions of any kind.
A dampen on things.
Another one to write down here. Okay.
When you have an itchy, scratchy, hot neck, it puts a dampen on things. Yeah. Rocco and I have been collecting really things throughout the week. Just different little sayings that we've talked about here on the show, and we're going to play that later in the show. But we have a fun program today. Chance for people to win money.
I thought that we should start because Josh Groban was on GMA, and they were having like a bad connection. I don't know what he was
promoting. He has a new album out.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yes.
And we have a snippet of one of the all-time great just ballads of all time. I believe it was sung in Camelot, you know, to dream the impossible dream. Right. You want to just hear him singing it?
Sure, let's do it. Lovely. Oh, the new album is called Harmony.
Yeah, now that is...
Sorry, Josh.
Josh gets so, you know, I'm the sappiest song artist lover, but he sometimes is too much for me. I like his personality, but his singing sometimes is just too. Oh.
Yeah,
I do feel like though he's allowed himself to be the butt of jokes. Like you know, he gets it.
Yes.
He gets his place, and he's like, ha, you make fun of me, but you get that I'm still good, right?
Right.
You know, and I'd love that when people are good sports like that, like you are, Julia.
Thank
that
you.
We make fun of you constantly,
constantly.
But you know, it's only because you're awesome and we love you.
But I wish I had a singing voice, my gosh, and then I would really take it better. But remember Lori when he was trying out to be Kelly Ripa's partner?
I was thinking the exact same thing. He and the Wonder Year, Fred Savage, were both so good.
We loved them. We absolutely loved them. They were good. All right. Well, here's another reason to feel great about being a Minnesotan today. You know, Give to the Max Day was yesterday. And I had kind of thought this year it might be down how much people gave because of everyone's kind of struggling and dealing with different things. Well, apparently, of course, Minnesota GiveMM's website, it was made more than $8 million over last year's record.
Wow.
So people donated $30.5 million in Minnesota yesterday, that benefited more than 6,000 organizations.
That's amazing.
And it blows me away. And a lot of them were food pantries, Second Harvest Food, Open Door Pantry, different things like that. But it's just we had the most voter turnout, the highest voter turnout. We donate the most. We do a lot of good stuff here.
That's really amazing because it's like, I think it was... in the New York Times this morning that one out of every four Americans across the country are struggling now because all these states have another round of shutdown. Right. And, you know, where is the federal relief? And the only thing I can say is that you got to call your Congress people or your senators. Like, where is the relief?
Right.
Federally, you know, this second round that hasn't happened, because January is coming and a lot of the eviction stuff could be lifted, and it's just, you know, they need to do something.
It kind of
quack, quack, do quack, something.
Quack, quack. All right, tell everyone about Ben Affleck.
Okay, you brought Ben Affleck to us a couple weeks ago, I think, in random, about this duck in Minnesota.
Yes.
Well, the duck from Minnesota, because I think a couple weeks ago it got like some kind of Guinness World Book of Records. Anyway, it caught Laura's attention on GMA.
1-year-old Ben Affleck isn't your ordinary duck. He is a feathery fitness trainer. He's also a musician and a social media superstar, earning Ben the Guinness record for most Instagram followers for a duck. But for his human, Derek Johnson, Ben is just a blessing.
Pets are, they're a lot of work sometimes, you know, you really have to give them a lot of love, but like, what you get back from them is just, they always love you no matter what.
Ben waddled into Johnson's life just after he was born as a reward for Derek's 6.5 years of sobriety. Johnson family reaction to its newest member, simply Ducky. Even Johnson's two dogs love Ben.
He likes the dogs more than he likes us. The second we get the dogs out, he's one of the pack and he just follows them around. We're pretty sure that he thinks he is a dog.
Nothing afoul here. Derek and Ben Affleck's quirky relationship is a lesson in love.
Very cute.
And he's standing he's holding the duck in his arms. It might have been down by Harriet because the St. Paul's skyline was in the background.
That's cute. I mean, but that's funny.
It is.
You never think of a duck giving you affection.
Or being a feathery fitness instructor.
Two things we never thought would happen. Listen, we are hoping that we are going to have some Live for Free winners today at 4:20 and 5:20. We're giving away $100. You just have to listen. You've had to already sign up on our app or on our website. And then listen for your name to be called. And you have 10 minutes to call us back to win $100, but then if you call in, you'll be put into the kitty to win $10,000 that we're giving away on December 2nd. So it's a good way of us thanking you for making a bad year better from all of us at My Talk. When we come back, we're going to listen to some new music and see what we think, guys. All right, gang, we've got new music Friday happening, and Holly posted for us on the Lori and Julia show page the new video from Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa. It's a new song on the Miley Cyrus upcoming album that's coming out November 27th. I think this is like the fifth single from.
I think you're right. It's called Prisoner. And did you watch the video?
Yes.
Okay. It is a sapphic, bloody, wild road trip video with a bunch of gal pals. And the ending, in loving memory of all my exes, is punctuated by the words in another heart, eat bleep, and closes with a clip of Divine uttering a John Waters line from his movie Female Trouble. I'm a free woman now, and my life is just ready to begin. And they really kind of look like the Runaways, and it's a wild, great video. And I love this song, Prisoner. Let's listen.
I like it.
Isn't it good?
Rocco, do you like it?
Yeah, although that prisoner sounds a lot like physical.
Oh, gosh,
physical.
It does. Oh, gosh, here we go.
You're right.
Here we go. Well, you want to know what, as I'm watching this video, because at one point they've like,
licked blood and
ketchup,
licking
like,
each other.
Yeah, they are. Dua Lipa and Miley Cyrus. And I wonder, you know how painful it was, Lori, when we watched them film Sex in the City way back in the day, and how long it takes to set up the lighting and set up everything, and then the
that
retakes.
Video must have taken forever.
And I just think it would have been awful to have that crap all over your face and the red stuff, and just take cut.
But they're committed.
They're very committed. It doesn't matter. Can you imagine how many times that took them to do that?
I don't know, but it's kind of a great video. I'm loving Miley's mullet and her kind of, her 70s, 80s sound that's happening. And now that you've said that that sounds like physical, that's going to all I can, that's all I'll be able to think about, Rocco. Yep.
I know, I'm sorry.
But well, that's all right.
But I like it.
Those two are killing it these days. Dua Lipa.
And their voices actually sound good, you know, on that track together.
I thought so too. Okay, so the song that we can't play is the new Megan Thee Stallion. It's the new WAP.
Her kiss off song. Yeah,
it's called Body.
Right.
And I played it in for a couple people here, and we just kind of laughed and did a little dance. But you know, I've got a skinny waist and big boobs are some of the lines. But it's fun. If you want to watch a fun video, it's Body by Megan Thee Stallion. And it's really good. Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber have teamed up to collaborate on a poignant new song called Monster.
This is a song that Shawn Mendes wrote.
Yes. And it's and he said that, you know, he's been milling it around, like he wrote it like 4 years ago. And it talks about how society can put celebrities up on a pedestal and watch them fall.
Oh, I hate when they whine about this. See, I like when I like her Prisoner, you know, Bleep Off and, you know, Empowerment. I hate when people whine about the perils of fame.
All right, well, let me tell you something.
Let's listen to it.
But before we do, I want to just tell you something else. Okay, so when he was 9 years old, Justin Bieber's first song, One Time, came out. Mm-hmm. And he completely fell in love with it. And he said, Justin Bieber was like Elvis to me.
To him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he called him out of the blue and just said, is there any chance that you think that you do a collaboration with me? And Justin's like, I'm all for it. And so here we go.
All right.
I'm in love with Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Is there a support group for that?
There is.
I've got
there is. I don't know when they meet, but we'll find out.
Shawn Mendes is a close second. Here's the deal. You know, Shawn Mendes said he came off having two great big songs, and he said he was so driven by his ego. I think it's okay that they are being honest, Lori. It doesn't.
When Shawn Mendes is crooning, you don't even really know what he's singing. It's not until you hear Bieber come in that you know what the song is about. So he's got a beautiful voice, and I was happy to kind of just hear the croon. But, you know, it's a nice slow jam.
I love it. It's on it's
Rocco. I want Rocco's
feeling
opinion.
I was feeling it, yeah.
You were?
You know, it was one of those things where my 9-year-old might play that in the car, and I would be like, all right, I can handle this a little bit.
All right.
Like, we're listening to Old Town Road for 400 times, you know, two summers ago.
Right. Stuck with you, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. Okay, so BTS album B is finally coming out today, and this is the one where all the hits, Lori, that we've already heard.
Dynamite.
Yes. And
they're going to be on GMA on Monday, and the kids aren't going to be able to camp out because of COVID.
Right.
But I think they're playing in the studio. I don't think they're playing outside or anything. So.
All right. This is one of the songs you haven't heard yet from B by BTS. It's called Life Goes On. To me.
Yeah.
It's kind of a beautiful thing. Like, remember how much we loved when we saw Crazy Rich Asians and all the songs were in Mandarin?
Yes.
So we heard like a Virgin or Material Girl.
Right. And
it was so fun to hear it, you know, to be sung in Mandarin. It was just lovely. So I kind of appreciate getting to hear that in Korean.
Thank you. Thank you. Rocco had it all planned.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sia has a new song out called Hey Boy. And Sia is the one with the big bow.
Okay.
Hey, Lori.
I like it. That and Prisoner are winning it for me.
Yeah.
At least for my top two songs, but I don't know if we have a couple more to listen to.
No, we're out of time. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Lori and Julia. This is My Talk 107.1. We're giving away money today, so don't forget to stay with us. Who do we think he's going out with, peeps?
I don't know, but he's busy with his Gucci ad. Holly posted the photo we talked about yesterday that was kind of just breaking of him and his jorts and his Gucci stacked loafer and
his pull-up tube socks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so 80s, the whole look, but of course he pulls it off. So I between that and the Prisoner, the Miley Cyrus video, you got two good reasons right there to go to the Lori and Julia Page.
Yes, you do. Okay, so Lori, Garth Brooks' album came out today called Fun. And yeah. I could not find any tracks, but Rocco did.
Yeah, I was surprised because you were like, oh, can you find it? So sometimes I go to Amazon because you can always listen to 30-second snippets, you know.
Right.
And it was like, hey, click here for Amazon Prime. You can listen to the whole album. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, which I think a lot of people are for shipping or for TV watching, you can also listen to the Garth Brooks either like on the website or there's like an Amazon Music app.
Right.
So, okay.
So there it does exist. He is streaming.
Because it's so hard. And I was wondering if this affects his legacy with the youth. Because, I mean, like, if I go and buy a CD, then I have to load it into my computer and put it into one of my music lists. Right, Rocco?
Right. Well, I guess,
Lori's new car doesn't even have a CD player.
Right. You know.
Don't remind me.
I mean, a few years
I'm
ago.
I'm holding it against that car.
Yeah. I mean, a few years ago, for whatever reason, I stopped buying CDs and just went pretty much all streaming or all iTunes.
Right.
So, yeah, not many people have CDs anymore. And if you do, then you got to rip them and know how to put them in the right folder and tell your blah, blah, blah. Oh, so, yeah.
I'm never going to do that.
Right. I've done it for us, Lori.
But if you have Amazon Prime, you can, you know, which a lot of people pay, what, the 10, 12 bucks a month or whatever for. Yeah. You know, you might be able to do this and get the app on your phone or
I didn't know that. Okay, so tell us what we're going to hear.
See. So I'm just looking through. We didn't really pre-listen too much.
We didn't.
This
I'm
one's
sure
called Dive Bar.
Okay.
Yeah, Julia said she's sick of Shallow and doesn't ever want to
hear
it.
I can't hear
that
again.
Let's hear something rowdy.
So this is a duet with Blake Shelton called Dive Bar.
Up and drank
it. You could do, you know, a country line dance to that song. I could see that happening.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, so this must be Blake, right?
This is your oasis. It's the safest of the places that a broken
It is a good old boy song.
It is. That's why country's so fun sometimes. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. And then just I was scanning to see if there was anything else interesting. There is another duet. Well, there's the duet with Trish Yearwood that we don't want to hear. And then there is Charlie Pride makes an appearance on a song called Where the Cross Don't Burn. I'm assuming that's kind of about racism. Let's see if we can give that a listen.
Sometimes we'd sit and stare up at the sky, and I could see the hope of heaven in your eyes.
I wonder.
John Bream wrote about this in his article. You can read John Bream in today's Star Tribune. Okay. He interviewed Garth Brooks, not through email, live.
Right, it was an actual conversation.
Yeah, live, and they had a good conversation, and this song really means a lot to Garth, and it meant a lot that he could do it with his idol, Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride. That was beautiful.
Yeah, so the new album is called Fun, and apparently you can stream it if you have Amazon Prime, or you can buy it at your local record stores on the CD player, on the old CD. Couple things. This Sunday night, the American Music Awards are on ABC, hosted by Taraji P. Henson.
Already set the DVR.
You are. All right. The Weeknd, Bebe Rexha, Machine Gun Kelly, Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Nelly, and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, they're going to do. You know who
you
Belle
know
Biv
Belle
Poison.
They broke off from New Edition.
Oh, all right.
You would recognize
all
them.
All right.
Girl is Poison.
That'll be fun.
Oh, I love that
song. Poison. Yeah.
I love that. What's the name of that song? Is it That Girl
it's
is
Poison.
Poison? Oh. Got
and they had another song, Do Me. You can do me in the morning.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I kind of
like Biv DeVoe.
Okay. And the Latin Grammys, I think, were last night.
They were, or just the nominees? They were?
No, they performed, but they didn't have an audience. But Pitbull performed his song, I Believe We Can. I think that's what it's called. But he had all first responders playing all the instruments, drums, everything, and they were in their uniforms. It was kind of cool. And Juanes, of course.
Oh, of course, Juanes. What would the world be without Juanes?
Juanes. And then Nelly's Dancing with the Stars gig has paid off in the way that the managers talk people into going on that show. It'll bring renewed interest. And Nelly has done a little bit of acting. He was in the Adam Sandler remake of The Longest Yard and maybe a couple other things. But he's going to play Chuck Berry in a biopic on Chuck Berry's life, which would be incredible.
Right.
Because Chuck Berry's story is really something else. And I think if they have a good script and everything, it would be pretty amazing because he was a character and a half. I mean, Rocco, do you know a little bit about Chuck Berry?
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, he seemed like
a character.
Yeah, he had that.
And he of course also, you know, was a black man in the South and on, you know, what they called at the time the Chitlin Circuit, and not an easy thing. And then anyway, I think it would be great. And they showed, I think it was Wendy Williams showed a picture of a young Chuck Berry, well, like 40-year-old Chuck Berry, and then Nellie, and really uncanny resemblance. And I think the old, really, we've seen Chuck Berry as a, he's appeared in stuff like, remember Cadillac Records with Beyonce?
Yes, yes.
She played Etta James, and Mos Def was Chuck Berry, but we haven't had the Chuck Berry story. So that's like good for Nelly.
No kidding. And he, you're loving him on that, right? Dancing with the Stars.
You know what? I just like him, and mm-hmm. I like how he kind of rolls his eyes at Carrie Ann Inaba. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's
like more for his attitude, but yeah, he's been fun. And then the other music news, I mean, people can call a reality show a docuseries if they want, but Nicki Minaj has just announced a docuseries.
On what?
Raw and Unfiltered.
On herself?
On herself.
Are we for this?
Well, it kind of makes me sad for Nicki that's had to happen. But maybe she's going to do it with somebody good, maybe, because it's been 10 years since her first album came out, you know, with...
Right. That, Super Bass?
And, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I just sometimes...
She's a new
I don't,
mom.
I don't know. Reality shows sometimes, like at this level, I don't know. I don't know that they work, but we'll see. She's promising it'll be raw and unfiltered, but that means it won't be.
Oh, okay.
I think. When they say that, when they promise that, you know it's going to be tightly
edited. It's going to be something. Okay, Rocco, if there could be a reality show, because I know you don't watch anything in Reality yes. World.
Not even Rock of Love? You never watched that back in the day?
I didn't even watch Rock that, Lori.
No. Oh, Julia.
I didn't watch it. Everyone loved that. I didn't. That but what would be a reality show that you could watch?
You know what was the dumbest one I did watch, especially when we first had our boy and I was tired out of my mind and couldn't concentrate on anything? I watched Storage Wars.
Oh,
where the people open yes. those storage units yes. and they're like, oh, look, there's a yes. map that will sell for, you know, $10,000.
With the rare finds.
Yes. Yeah. And otherwise, they'd open up and they'd find, like, used diapers and, you know, like...
Because you'd pay for it. You'd right. pay for the bin and you'd get bid on
Julia,
it.
Julia.
What?
Can I remind you of someone else who fell down the Storage Wars rabbit hole and what he ended up doing for, like, 6 months?
Uh-oh. Casey.
Casey, I did. With another firefighter, started buying storage things. And it was a flipping nightmare, okay?
I forgot about that.
He was trying to find something to do, and he watched that show, and he, too, was dazzled by what people found. But in reality, it was just a bunch of junk.
Yeah, I know. That's, and that they well, that's the, you know, chance you take.
Well, I know, but he, I don't even know if it made it 6 months. They might have only done it for 3 months. He just was like, when he told me about it, I was like, he was, you know, he was new to the world of not being a firefighter and looking for a job.
So you're being supportive.
I was being
Honey,
supportive.
This is
but
whatever you want to do.
I'm just like, okay, so you got this idea because of this reality show. So he switch from that, Rocco, to he's been the only reality show he watches, the, you know, the deep sea, the crab fisherman.
Oh, right, right. I get sucked. I could get sucked into almost anything. I just kind of choose not to, but yeah. I like a good reality show.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
I love New York. There's going to be a reunion on VH1 on Monday night. Hosted
with Flavor Flav?
Kelly Fox. Well, we don't know yet if Flavor Flav. I mean, there's no point in having a reunion if he's not going
right.
to be there.
Right.
So,
but. Oh, that's funny. All right, we're when we come back, the probably the funniest, sexiest, most adorable man that I want to see in every rom-com, and I want to watch The Proposal 2. with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds when it comes out, which it isn't, but I'm just wishing it on them. We're going to hear Ryan Reynolds talk a little quarantining. We'll be right back. This is My Talk 107.1. Tattoos. I always worry about him. He got a big head one, but I don't want it on his face anymore. Okay, no. So Ryan Reynolds and Hoda Kotb sat down and had a fun little chat this morning.
Well, he's promoting, he's got a movie opening next Wednesday, I believe. And I'm sure Rocco saw this with his kid. The first one, The Croods, you know, it's about the caveman family. I thought that was animated. Pretty good.
Nick Cage is in it too, right?
Oh,
or at least he was the first one.
Oh, yeah, it's all Nicolas Cage.
Animated, of course. But so he's, you know, promoting that and promoting also, and I didn't have Rocco get this, but if you take a picture of your family or friends and you just tag it, hashtag Croods Care, C-R-O-O-D-S Care, there'll be a donation made to Feeding America. And they're trying to get $1 million raised this way. I don't know if it's a dollar for every tweet that has that, but so that they can raise money for Feeding America. So it's just a feel good tie-in with this family movie. And so they talked about that, but then of course she wanted to get into, you know, the quarantine. What have you been doing, Ryan Reynolds? So here we go.
Ryan, we have not spoken to you since this whole world went crazy in quarantine. And I was like, wonder who Ryan is quarantining with. And I saw like The Rock popped up. You and Rock got to hang?
We had a little quarantine. It was more for his sake than mine, really. You know, he can't live without me, so.
And something Ryan could live without, the dreaded COVID nasal swab.
The film I just finished for Netflix, Red Notice, the one I was working on with The Rock, we were tested 5 days a week. So I didn't even want oxygen going up my nose by the time the weekend hit.
Just tell me overall, like the best and worst parts of quarantine. What have you enjoyed the most and what have you liked the least?
Oh boy, Hoda. You know, it's tough because, you know, I am not living paycheck to paycheck like so many people across the country are and the world, but you know, for me, the best, I would say, you know, obviously is the time spending with family, with my kids, you know, having an incredibly concentrated amount of time with them during a period in their lives that I'll never get back. That if I'm to pick the worst thing, it's probably the incredibly concentrated amount of time I've had with my kids in a time that I'll never get back. So
there you go.
Being totally frank here.
There you go.
He's just effortlessly charming.
He is
like George Clooney.
He's 6'2". He's 44 mm-hmm. years old. He's married to Blake Lively. They have three kids, I believe.
Yes.
And he's a Scorpio, in case anyone wanted to know.
And Canadian.
Yeah. No, but he voted for the first time as an American citizen this year.
I think we have that clip.
Okay.
By the way, I heard that you voted in this election, that you became an American citizen. And I love what you wrote on your Insta page. You wrote this: I'd like to thank my wife, Blake, for making my first time so gentle and loving. It was scary at first, then exciting. And now I'm a little tired. I mean, have you recovered?
I haven't recovered. I mean, doing it for the first time was super special, especially to do it with my wife, Blake, made it even more special. We did it on the kitchen table. It was fast. It took under a minute. And now I want to do it all the time, Hoda. All the time. All the live long day.
She just couldn't contain herself.
Well, he's so cute. You know how many movies we're talking about? Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Rodney Reynolds, if you want to be.
Thank you.
He's a triple R threat. He has, Free Guy just got, The Croods is coming out. Free Guy, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Red Notice, Untitled Time Travel Project with Jennifer Garner, Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez. All these movies he has coming out. I mean, he is so busy. And Deadpool 3 just got announced today that they got the funding for it.
Oh, they did.
Rocco, did you see?
I saw the first one. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I did too, but I never saw 2.
I heard this 2 was pretty good. Let's watch that.
All right. It'll be.
I'm not going to.
No, Lori, I'm not going to lie. I'm not either. Rocco, you as you do.
We can just skip ahead to Deadpool 3 if it's any good. If it's, you know, and I'm sure it will be, because that was a funny movie.
It was great. He's just a funny guy. I like him a lot.
He's delicious. I love, I'm so happy. You know, he and Blake Lively have been together for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time since he was married to Scarlett Johansson when she couldn't even say his name at the Tonys.
That was the weirdest.
Remember that?
Yes. She won a Tony and she said, and that guy over there in that row.
The guy who's a citizen of another country or something. I want to thank him. That's how she thanked her husband. Like 3 months later, they announced they were splitting up. And Julia and I were not surprised.
Oh, no. It didn't work. They didn't seem like a fit.
No, they didn't. They were beautiful.
Yes, they were.
Together. And he's had a variety. You know, he doesn't have any one type.
No.
I like that about Ryan Reynolds. But he and Blake just seem like they're a perfect match.
Don't you think they seem happy?
I would be seriously sad if they broke up.
Well, let's just hope nothing's going to happen, Lori.
All right.
All right, can
speaking
I tell you,
of breaking up, did you look at the portrait? I mean, Buckingham Palace must have been so glad to have an arrow to point away from the crown because it was Philip and Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's 73rd wedding anniversary yesterday. And they had a posed portrait of them looking at some scrapbook that, you know, the grandkids put together. And I mean, 73 years, that's such a long time.
I love it. Well, he's 99 and she's 94. And boy, she still looks, she's so put together. They both look so put together.
And they want, you know, it's just been nothing but the crown. The London papers have just been full of, you know, indignant this, that, and the other thing. And there's been all these think pieces. So they were probably happy to have, oh, good, we've got something. Because then they threw up a great throwback photo of Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip on their honeymoon. I think they were in like Africa. I don't know which country in Africa. And you looked at them and you're like, oh, that's season one of The Crown when everybody was falling in love with Betty, Queen Betty.
She's, you know, when you look back at how cute they were, he was so handsome, Prince Philip.
Handsome. And she fell in love with him when she met him for the first time when she was 13. And he was like in his naval uniform and he was, you know, 18 or whatever, just like how a 13-year-old you'll like look at a older brother's friend, you're just like, oh, so dreamy. And she's never had eyes for anybody else.
I love that.
She's a one woman man.
Okay, other things are Jason Momoa, you know, Holly posted the picture of him looking gorgeous. Oh, okay, please. So here's what he said when he first asked out Lisa Bonet. They've been together for 15 years. He talked about first meeting her and being a mess. He said, especially when you meet someone you're so completely infatuated with, and then you find out that she's amazing, intelligent, and funny, and she's a goddess, and you're a degenerate. He has advice for dating people out of your league, which he felt she was. Be you, try to be funny, and make her laugh or make him laugh.
Mm.
So I feel like that's how everyone feels when they meet us, Lori. She's amazing, intelligent, funny, and a goddess.
A goddess.
All that is happening. All that's going on. All right, so when we come back next hour, we're going to try to give away $100 to some lucky listeners in our Live for Free promotion. You're listening to My Talk 107.1. It's Lori and Julia.